Blanche Barton is the former high priestess of the Church of Satan. She took over the post from the notorious Anton LaVey at his death in 1997. LaVey founded the Church of Satan in 1966 and wrote the infamous Satanic Bible, a book that has sold over a million copies. Steve Paulson caught up with Blanche Barton and asked her what may seem like an obvious question. Does the Church of Satan worship Satan the way other churches worship God?
The idea of worshiping Satan is ridiculous. We worship ourselves, first and foremost, and we use the satanic as a metaphor for calling forth the powers within ourselves that we find enriching or enlivening. Satan has always been a metaphor of defiance, fortitude against all odds, self-determination. In whatever guises he is represented. And there has always been a satanic figure in every culture from the very beginnings of man. And I imagine there always must be.
But you could call your church the Church of Rebellion or the Church of Defiance. I mean, Satan is a very loaded word and frankly, a turnoff to a lot of people. Why choose that figure of Satan?
We do that, Steve, exactly because of what you just said. It is loaded. Words are very powerful. Words are magical incantations, whether you're talking about Democrats and Republicans or Osama bin Laden or Adidas. They're all loaded with something behind them, and Satan has a lot of baggage. And I think by calling what he started the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey was underlining the fact that we are manipulated by language and that we should use it to our advantage, not be intimidated by things that are sold to us as evil. We should be very careful about things that are sold as wicked.
Well, speaking of words, it's striking that you use the name Satan rather than the devil. And I think Satan is even more powerful. I mean, the word Satan is even more powerful than the devil.
Satan is the adversary, the other, the outsider, and it is potent. Satan, in all of his guises, Lucifer, Prometheus, the fallen one, isn't he the best representative for the human? We both share the fall from grace, and we use whatever methods we can find for ourselves to redeem ourselves if redemption is what we want. We can't be redeemed by somebody saving us. We have to summon up the power within ourselves. No one's going to come along and save us.
What are the Church of Satan's core beliefs?
Well, we do have the nine satanic statements. I don't know whether you want me to read them or not.
Sure.
Well, this was published originally in 1969, and it's the core beliefs that all Satanists who understand what Anton LaVey put forth live by. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams. In all of their guises. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates. Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Satan represents man as just another animal, sometimes better, more often worse, than those that walk on all fours, who, because of his divine, spiritual, and intellectual development, has become the most vicious animal of all. Satan represents all of the so-called sins, as they all lead to physical, mental, or emotional gratification. And, most importantly, number nine, Satan has been the best friend the church has ever had, as he has kept it in business all these years.
Okay, well, let me follow up on number nine. You're saying that without the concept of Satan, the church, particularly the Christian church, would have a hard time justifying itself?
There always has to be that balance. Not necessarily good versus evil, but what God represents generally. We're talking metaphorically, of course, whether you believe in an actual God or not, that's your business. But metaphorically, at least, he represents conventionality, predictability, the safety of being within the norms and staying within the bounds of propriety. But there always have to be those pioneers, the ones who color outside the lines, the blasphemers, the ones that are unpredictable and unconventional, the bohemians. And that is the constant interplay of humanity. That's how we move forward and then pull back. That's the swinging of the pendulum. And that satanic element will always be there.
Now, one thing that's striking about a lot of these satanic statements is They basically praise selfishness and hedonism. Is that a fair way to characterize what the Church of Satan believes in?
Well, selfishness is very practical. I think we're all selfish, and for a very good reason. Of course, what gives me pleasure is often contributing to society, contributing to those who mean the most to me, my parents, my children, my friends. And there is certainly room for love and even sacrifice for a Satanist. But unlike many other spiritual religions, we don't need a good guy badge. Anton LaVey used that as a phrase, meaning a big patch on your chest or on your sleeve that says, I'm a good guy, I'm doing good things, I'm a white witch, I'm okay. We understand that it's not necessary to do that. You don't have to broadcast it, but it's necessary and it feeds you. What is selfish for me, it gives me pleasure to see people I love happy.
Well, when I listen to you, I mean, you seem very serious about all of this, and yet as you were reciting these nine satanic statements, there's a certain element of a joke in all of this. I mean, or having fun with the whole concept of the commandments. I mean, for instance, number five, Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. I mean, I get the sense that there's a little bit of a chuckle as that statement was devised. Am I right about that?
Well, there is definitely a chuckle and a wink. Anton LaVey came from a carny background. He was a man of music. He was a musician in his soul and by practice, but he also recognized the sense of humor. And a magician is not worth his salt if he doesn't have a sense of humor and a sense of perspective about himself. Pretentiousness is one of our sins. And every time, whenever Anton LaVey was interviewed or in his writings, you'll notice that if he starts slipping into pedantry, he tends to undercut it with a joke. He turns it around. I think it's always necessary. But if you interpret that as saying that he was just selling this to people, that would be wrong, because Satanists are very serious about this philosophy. But we also understand that humor is one of humanity's saving graces.
Now, there's a popular image of what satanic worshipers do. There are animal sacrifices and altars of naked women, the black mass. Is any of this what you do?
Well, we definitely use the altars of naked women. We glorify the flesh, and so what's more fleshly and enticing and lovely than the naked female form? So in group rituals, sometimes we choose that. In solitary rituals, obviously, we don't. But there are no animal sacrifices, actually. If you read the Satanic Bible, it's very clear that we consider children and animals the most native magicians because they're the most influenced by their purest instincts, and they don't have the layers and layers of social conditioning laid upon them.
Now, we've been having fun to some degree with this whole idea. I mean, you're poking fun at religious traditions, but there is a dark side to the whole tradition of satanic worship. I mean, some people have really run with this and done some horrible things. I'm thinking of Charles Manson, who committed his atrocious murders invoking Satan, as I recall. And I guess the question is, does your church, the Church of Satan, have any responsibility for some of those people who go off the deep end?
There are always the darker myths. And Satanists, true Satanists, use them to combat your own fears and that which holds you back from your best accomplishments. There will always be those who use whatever they want to justify their violence or their counterproductive actions. And Satanists recognize them for what they are and believe that they should be punished accordingly.
Now, I'm willing to bet that a lot of people would see Satan, the very idea of Satan, as a construction of Christianity, and the Church of Satan is sort of the flip side of that, the inversion of core Christian beliefs. And I guess it raises the question, does your church only work in a largely Christian culture?
No. As I was saying earlier, there's always the satanic, whether it's Sumeria or ancient Greece or some unimaginable culture in our far-flung future, there will always be the outsiders, the pioneers, the blasphemers, and they will always, by whatever name they are conjured. They will always be the ones exploring the murkier borderlands where discoveries are made.
Blanche Barton is the former High Priestess of the Church of Satan. She's the author of the book called The Church of Satan, A History of the World's Most Notorious Religion. Steve Paulson spoke with her.